New Mexico is trying to lure the Hollywood movie industry with an aggressive incentive campaign that's being watched carefully by other states. A recent sign that the program is working was a big turnout for an unusual casting call for 100 New Mexican Elvis impersonators. From Albuquerque, Paul Ingalls reports.
Hello, give me a little Elvis there, a little attitude. There we go.
It's a half hour before the casting call is to start, and the Golden West Saloon is filling up with high-collar, studded, polyester, Vegas Elvis costumes, most of them worn by New Mexicans, hoping to be cast as one of the many Elvis extras called for in the film Elvis Has Left the Building. The black comedy will star Kim Basinger, who gets tangled up in the mysterious deaths of Elvis impersonators. Albuquerque's Jim Grabner has landed a casting director job on the film.
The main goal is to see how many Elvis impersonators or lookalikes or interpreters we can get from New Mexico.
Getting jobs for people like Grabner and other local actors and film crew is one target of the state's film incentive program, which started a couple of years ago. If producers agree to shoot most of their film here and hire New Mexicans for at least 60% of the technical crew, they qualify for multi-million dollar, no-interest loans from a state investment fund. Of its reported $11.5 million budget, this Elvis film is getting a $7.5 million loan from New Mexico. And producers are getting a fat 15% rebate on any other spending or hiring they do here, which is why this local Elvis tryout is happening, with candidates getting 2 minutes on stage to karaoke their way into the film. The incentives have already lured Ron Howard, Val Kilmer, Tom Cruise's company, and others to shoot films here when they might have gone to Canada, Australia, or another state, or stay in California. All locales now competing with New Mexico's sweet deal.
Well, I'm a little too heavy even for the old Elvis.
That's New Mexico's Governor Bill Richardson in a conference room at the state capitol in Santa Fe. He's been a vocal supporter of the state's film program, saying movies are a clean, non-industrial, non-polluting way to bring jobs and dollars to the state. And since all the incentives kicked in this year, the payoff for New Mexico has been dramatic. Film spending revenues jumped from $8 to $80 million in just 1 year, inspiring Richardson to visit film sets to learn how to do better still.
I asked Ron Howard, I said, what can we do to make New Mexico more attractive to films? He said, well, you're doing everything right, but I couldn't find a Native American actor. So what we're going to do is invest in a training school for Native American actors right here in Santa Fe.
That's in addition to the job training program the film office has already launched for New Mexico crew members. The incentives for films hiring local talent have had another effect: more auditions for the state's 200 Screen Actors Guild members, like actor David House.
3 years ago, there was nothing. I mean, I seem to remember at least there was 1 year that I went to no auditions at all.
And you're going to have to back up a little bit so this camera can get you into its shot.
On this day, in a nondescript office at a local soundstage, David House is auditioning for a small speaking role with the director of the Elvis film, Joel Zwick, whose long, wild black and gray hair pours out from under a beat-up baseball cap. Zwick, director of the indie smash My Big Fat Greek Wedding, seems satisfied with both the local talent and the state's varied terrain, which will double for 6 states in his film.
The locations in New Mexico are fresh. They haven't been around. They haven't been on screen. And the public so far, never mind the film commission, the public embraces it. You know, they want you in their homes. They want you on their streets. They want you in their stores, which, you know, starts to, in other locations, people get jaded.
Back at the Elvis casting call at the Golden West Saloon, a somewhat stunned casting director, Jim Grabner, looks on. He expected maybe 30, but counts over 100 Elvi, as he likes to call them, 8 to 80 years old, males and females, all of whom, he says, will likely benefit from the financial incentives linked to casting New Mexicans.
They think they're actually competing for a few roles. They don't know that they're all going to end up in it, which will be thrilling for them and kind of scary for the rest of us if you've seen what's out there.
For NPR News, I'm Paul Ingalls in Albuquerque.